we're going to talk about Jim Gavin. Not the most popular man here in Kerry for understandable reasons. Well, maybe he's a bit more popular after introducing the new rules, which seems to have unleashed Kerry football, or certainly unleashed a more attractive brand of football across the country, which we like to see, especially since we just won the All-Ireland. The reason he's in the newspaper is because the former Dublin GAA boss has been linked with a Fianna Fáil bid for the presidency. The six-time All-Ireland winning manager has been approached by party figures over the nomination for the party. This coming hot in the heels in a weekend where Bertie O'Hearn's name came to the forefront as being the choice of a significant number of those within the party. I'd imagine a big number among the grassroots, but even TDs are pushing from within Fianna Fáil for Bertie O'Hearn to be their candidate. With me on the line is Fionnán Sheehan, who's Ireland editor with the Irish Independent, who has the story this morning. Fionnán, good morning to you. And listen, if it wasn't for the new rules in the GAA, I'd be suggesting Jim Gavin will get no votes in Kerry. He might get a couple, but how seriously is he being talked about in terms of some within the party wanting to run?
His name has definitely done the rounds, and people are saying he has been sounded out and approached by people within the party. Now, to what extent we're unclear. Some people are saying it's quite firmly in the mix. Others are saying it's a bit more vague. Where the party leadership stands, we don't know. It being me, Hall Martin, you tend not to know these things. But it's a big name. I was hearing a rumor Saturday and Sunday morning about, Fianna Fáil has got a big name. It'll be a real contender to Heather Humphreys. And then Sunday evening, we heard the name Jim Gavin. And he's a significant figure. He obviously has that name recognition right across the country from his time as a Dublin GAA manager who did complete the historic five in a row, which was denied to Kerry all those years ago, and won the six All-Irelands. But it's really his CV kind of outside of the GAA that also is quite significant. He was an officer in the Defence Forces. He was in the Air Corps. He served for several years with the United Nations in that capacity. And in recent times, since stepping down as Dublin manager, he's also taken on a number of public service roles. He's head of the North East Inner City Task Force, which is basically looking at ways of regenerating the troubled areas around the North Inner City in Dublin in the wake of the gangland feud, and significant areas of disadvantage there. That's an interest of his. He also chaired a citizens' assembly on Dublin and how to develop the capital. And it proposed a directly elected mayor for Dublin, and he advocated for that. He subsequently sought to sell it. So it's not just his role with the GAA that people are looking at here.
Not. What do you make then of the timing of the post by Nicky Byrne of a clip from his podcast some time ago, where it was a 90-second clip of them discussing the presidency? Now, it's been viewed by a huge amount of times, but interesting timing, his decision to put that back out there this weekend.
Yeah, and it's also again reiterating that Bertie O'Hearn is happy to have his name associated with the presidency, but not necessarily running. So, the fact that that's coming from the son-in-law means it's obviously still been spoken about within the family. But, Bertie O'Hearn seems to want Micheál Martin to come to him rather than the other way around. And Micheál doesn't seem to be showing any appetite for that. So, ultimately, we're unclear what Bertie O'Hearn's intentions are here. Is it basically a case of he's happy to be spoken about, but has no real intention of running, but ultimately wants to be able to say, well, look, I would have run, but Micheál didn't want me and Micheál blocked me and therefore I couldn't run. So, Mary Hanafin, foreign minister, has clearly declared her intention that she wants to run. Eamon O'Queeve says that he has been approached and has significant support within the parliamentary party. We've had Peter Power, the former minister, has also been spoken about, but that didn't really seem to take off. Barry Andrews has ruled himself out. Saoirse O'Leary, who's a respected lawyer and judge, she's also been spoken about as a potential favourite of the Fianna Fáil leadership. So Micheál Martin, he postponed this decision to late August, early September. Well, you know, we're hitting late August now, so he's going to have to show his hand fairly soon. And you are seeing in recent days that since the departure of Mairead McGuinness from the contest, it has opened it up, and that has added to the pressure within Fianna Fáil that they would run a candidate, and that people in the party want to know what exactly is going on here, because they're basically looking at it saying, look, Fine Gael are in their second process here of selecting the candidate. We still don't know if we're running a candidate or not. The argument to the contrary from Fianna Fáil is, relax, lads, there's loads of time. Mary McAleese Watson picked them since September, and she became president in late October. So, you know, a short, sharp campaign can often help people.
If you have a view for us on any of that, get in touch with us in the programme. What do you make of that, Jim Gavin? Possibly, does Bertie Ahern want it? Is he really in for it or not? I guess one of the questions I was going to ask Fionnán before we lost him was whether or not Bertie Ahern, his candidacy will come down to how much Micheál Martin does or doesn't want him to run, or how strongly he feels that Bertie Ahern shouldn't run, based on, I suppose, all that it would drag up in terms of the financial crash of 15 years ago, the Mahon Tribunal, all of those issues. Fionnán, can you hear me?
Yeah, we're back
yes,
here.
Apologies, yeah. I was just going to ask you a question. Will this ultimately come down to, let's just talk about Bertie Ahern, will it come down to how much the Taoiseach doesn't want him to run, to depend on whether he runs or not for Fianna Fáil?
Well, if he doesn't want him to run, he has to come up with somebody else. And I think that's where the significance of names like Jim Gavin come into play. Micheál Martin, if he doesn't want Bertie Ahern, he has to show that he's got somebody else of significance who can be a genuine contender for the RS. Otherwise, he will have people in the party saying, you know, what happened with Bertie Ahern was a long time ago. He was a very experienced figure. We could have run him. So that's the difficulty that Micheál Martin has. And I think that the departure of Mairead McGuinness has very much added to this idea that Fianna Fáil needs to have its own candidate. Now, I know there are people in the party and the people previously associated with the party, like Michael Healy-Ray, who would say Heather Humphreys is the ultimate compromise candidate, that she could be supported by both parties. I don't think that's entirely been bought within Fianna Fáil itself. I think people are of the view now, the party stepped aside 14 years ago because it was still bruised after the meltdown post-economic crash. That's fine. 7 years ago, nobody seriously really ran against Michael D. Higgins. The main parties stepped aside and gave him a clean run. So you're looking at a situation where it'll be 28 years since Fianna Fáil ran a candidate in a presidential election, going back to Mary McAleese. And that's a long time, and that basically the party is back now, biggest party in the Dáil, largest number of votes in the general election, likewise with the locals and Europeans, that Fianna Fáil, they're not back to where they were of old, but they're the biggest party in the country, and the office
they should have a candidate.
Head of state, they should have a candidate.
Yeah. Final brief question. Confirmation coming through, and kind of knew this about Kerry, that councils are going to have special meetings in the next two weeks or so, to consider candidates who are looking to go the council route to get a nomination. Is that a runner, or will the parties just close that one off, Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil? Why would you allow your councillors to vote for someone who will compete with your candidate, perhaps?
Yeah, and that's another reason why Fianna Fáil has to confirm what the leadership has to confirm what it is doing, because you can't turn around to the councillors and say, well, don't let somebody else run when you don't have, you know, what you're doing yourself, or if you'll have a candidate. So they could shut it down. You always have to be wary of a diktat coming down from headquarters above in Dublin, telling fellas what to do down the country. It never tends to go down well. So, you know, let's see how that one plays out, because people have in the past argued, listen, we're just facilitating democracy here. If people who are serious want to run, this is a route down which they can go. So I wouldn't be so sure about this idea that you can just tell
close it off
around the country, you're not to nominate somebody else.
Yeah, indeed. Fionnán, listen, we'll leave it there. Thanks a million for taking time to talk to us about it on the programme this morning. It's Fionnán Sheehan there, getting in touch with us in relation to and talking about the story that they have, that Jim Gavin's name is being considered at the top ranks of Fianna Fáil to run for the party. He wasn't available for comment, but his name is doing the rounds. Would he be the Fianna Fáil candidate? I don't know. What do you make of that?